Our purpose on Earth.
Each one of us is given human life only for the purpose of realizing God. If we forsake this duty, we will never be happy in this life or in any other life. To tell you the truth, this is the only reason for human suffering, and nothing else. If we realized how we struggled in our mother's womb, how we repented our past lives' mistakes, and how we promised God to utilize this present life in a very meaningful manner to serve Him before we were born, then we would never waste 1 second to think of anything else but to try our best in all our leisure time to realize God. But as soon as we are born into this world, we forget everything, because it is the law of the material world to let people forget. Therefore, it is necessary that a master come and remind us again, again and again, until we remember what we had promised to God inside the womb of our mother. We might not remember with our physical brains, but our souls, the ability of our wisdom, will remember. Because God wants to bless the earth through us, we came down to be a link between heaven and earth. But because we have been exhausted and tired for so long, we have forgotten our great mission. This is why a master comes once in a while, to remind us of our true nature. This is why we are here. Once we earnestly practice the exercises taught during initiation, we attain a balance between heaven and earth, being able to carry out earthly duties and to recognize the heavenly kingdom simultaneously. Since we have various earthly duties to fulfill, we should finish them as much as possible. However, our foremost duty on earth is to bless it so it may become a paradise, so that all living things can lead a pleasant life while developing simultaneously into higher consciousness step by step. In other words, we serve to aid in the evolution of the universe by awakening and using the godly power within us. It is for this reason that we require the initiation that leads to immediate enlightenment, bestowing upon us the power that we can apply directly to best serve the world. Merely developing and unfolding bodily or physical power and offering it to the world does not suffice. That is why our world still remains as it is today, even though all of humankind is yearning for higher development and a better world. It is high time we rediscover this, the greatest power in us, as soon as possible, so that our life on earth will change for the better, and the coming generations may grow up in a better environment. When we watch the present miserable state of our world, we discern only too well the absolute necessity for immediate enlightenment, not just to benefit us and our generation alone, but for the best legacy we could leave for posterity. That's true love in action.